All right, Allie, let me throw some words at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tadango, Tagtuga, Boora, Frango, Wakupa, Woozy Fly.
The latest dances?
No, also not the top six hot new baby names. Actual websites, those all are. Gone are the days of drugstore.com, things that are that obvious. Got an employment website, monster.com, naturally. Let's say you're selling website addresses. What would you name something like that? How about GoDaddy.com?
Addressesforsale.com doesn't
work.
No,
I think GoDaddy makes a lot more sense. The LA Times and the Washington Post have both recently written about this web naming strategy. So we've decided it's time for our patented segment, Ripped Off from the Headlines. Here to chat is Andy Valver, a senior brand strategist at Igor International, a company that names new products. He's in San Francisco. Good morning, Andy.
Well, good morning.
All right, first off, a naming company called Igor International. What?
It's a great name.
What got my attention? Why would...
That's exactly what it was supposed to do, because all the others are named Name Farm, Name Gaming, Name Guys, Name Stormers, Name Barn, you know. How do you separate yourself?
You name yourself Igor, I guess.
There you go.
All right. Well, so I guess is that the theory behind like Hulu and Tagtuga and Oodle and Renku?
Well, no. That is basically everybody's jumping on the money bandwagon because that's where they figure, you know, if Kazaa made it and got some money and, you know, Yahoo and Google. So they're going to go for the name that doesn't that makes no sense. And now, unfortunately, you know, that's the – I think it's Web 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Web 1.0
right.
was, you know, drugstore.com, pets.com, et cetera. And Web 2.0 was these silly names with the ones you just mentioned. You know, and I think hopefully Web 3.0 will get back to some sort of normalcy because words still have power.
What about this other trend, these websites that have words that you would recognize but they're misspelled like Flickr?
Flickr's good.
Flickr's missing the E.
It does what it's supposed to do, right? You know, it harkens back to the black and white movie. It's, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, except that it's missing an E. Or is that the letter it's missing? It's
F-L-I-C-K-R.
But it's missing a letter, and you would think your big fear if you had a website would be people misspelling. And if you've got an intentional weird spelling in there, is it going to be harder for people to find it?
Well, you know, given the state of today's educational system, most people probably think that's spelled correctly.
There are also these sites like that kind of do like Zestimate. Zillow is the one that's like the sort of house hunting one, house evaluating one.
Right.
I mean, is there a point at which the name great? It's Zillow. It's creative, but it bears so little resemblance to what it's supposed to be doing. I mean, isn't that at some point going to make it worse for you?
No, you know, names, you know, what you're doing is you know, this not, there's all this stuff about these, you know, going for weird names and stuff. It, you know, when you're naming a company, you're not naming the name, you're naming the position of the company. That's really what we believe in, right? You're naming the positioning, let's take an example, like if you're naming a new computer company back in the day, right, and you want to tell them that you're doing something completely different. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And up until this point, computers companies have been called International Business Machines and Unisys and, you know, Xerox and all that. And you want to tell them that you're doing something completely different. What are you going to do? You want to name and you want to say, well, it's a computer for the people. It's a simple computer. How about simplicity computing? Or you could just call it Apple. Right? And
yeah.
Now if you had two choices, and when Steve Jobs initially had, you know, he could make two choices, what's he going to say? He can say, well, we could either go with strawberry or we could go with apple, right? We have two fun little fruit things. We make great little logos. But how are we going to decide between the two? Well, when you think of strawberries, what do you get? Well, strawberry milkshake, strawberry shortcake, strawberry fields, and that's about it. You've run out of strawberry stuff. But when you go to Apple, what do you got? You got an apple a day. You've got the Garden of Eden. You've got William Tell with the apple on the kids. These are all cultural things that, you know, are global. People have all these same things that they know about apples. And then you can go off on tangents like Newton and Macintosh and Galen and what have you. So you've got so much more built in culturally with a word like Apple. And it also, it says simple, it's easy. Anybody can do it, anybody can grab it.
So it's also about associations.
Right.
It's all about association. It's, you know, words are human, they're warm things, and they've got, and they all have things that people connect to. You know, look at Igor, our own name, right? I mean, when we initially, you know, when the founders were going to start Igor, they decided, you know, all of their friends told them, and they had friends in the advertising business and the naming business, because apparently, for some odd reason, San Francisco seems to be ground zero for naming. Everybody said, you're out of your mind if you go with Igor. No large company is ever going to take you seriously. But since then, we've worked with, you know, we're currently working with Nokia. You know, we work with DuPont, Microsoft, I mean, you name it. So they do take us seriously because Igor just lands us at the top of the list in terms of standing out.
Well, we found you. Somehow one of our producers tracked you down, so I guess it worked. I mean, next time we have you on, Andy, we'll discuss my – I wanted this show to be called News Hole instead of the Bryant Park Project. I lost that argument. We'll, I'll get your opinion on that. I'll give you a little time to think about it, though, because we're running out of time on this hour. Thank you though, for coming on. Andy Valver, senior brand strategist at Igor International.